It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, my co-host Jeff, and today we are talking the topic of conversation, an offer you can't refuse. Now, you know, all of us have probably had times in our lives of things, you know, you could think of, hey, would you do this crazy thing in exchange for maybe a crazy amount of money or a free house, a free car, whatever it may be. But if you really actually sat down and thought about maybe the more, you know, ways in which you don't think of that, you've kind of taken the deal that maybe you actually have. Jeff?
Is there a price that you would sell out for a value that you have or a position that you hold? Would you exchange it for a certain amount of money? Like, is there a price where you'd say, you know what, for that amount of money, remember when you were a kid and someone says, you know, I'll give you 10 bucks if you eat that nasty Twinkie?
I used to be the like kid that would do that. That would give you the
$10. And then cover it with like ketchup and salt and pepper.
I remember one time in our biology class, actually in high school. I actually feel really bad about this now because this dude didn't really have a lot of money. We had this like nutrient auger thing, and it like made this like gunky, kind of like, picture like a dried boogery material. And I was like, hey, dude, I'll give you $1 if you eat that. And he's like, you'll really give me $1? And he was going to eat it, and our teacher's like, hey, no. Yeah. And our teacher was a cool dude of like he would let some stuff go that, maybe wasn't, you know, like today's standard probably wouldn't fly.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't out of hand in terms of like people were getting harmed or anything. It's just like in today's culture, PC culture wouldn't fly.
Right.
He said, no, we're not doing that. Like that, somebody's going to get really
shut hard. It down.
And he was ready to eat this thing. And I was just like, man, do you need this dollar that bad? Like, you can have it. And I did, like, I just like, I didn't take in at the time really the significance of that, but I'm like, ugh.
The moral dilemma, you're saying, that you created.
Right. Yeah. When like that dude really needed that dollar. And I was just thinking like, yeah, I mean, sometimes disgusting. Like this dude won't do this for $1.
Sometimes you just want it. Cause I remember there was contests. It wouldn't just be a, you know, a Twinkie or something else at the table.
Well, you had people that would sit in a car for the longest, yeah, and whoever like, yeah, could stay, yeah, without having to get out, won the car. Yeah.
Like I'll bet you we're in the jacuzzi and it's snowing outside. I'll give you $5 if you go run out there and lay in your swim trunks in the snow and make a snow angel. I mean, just something dumb, but
yeah.
So with that innocence, if you quote unquote innocence, right? Cause you didn't know as a child the indecent proposal you were making, but now as a grown adult, somebody comes to you and says, hey man, if you will kiss that girl, man, I'll give you 10 grand. And Brittany's going,
do it.
Yeah, what would she say, right? 10 grand? We can go on a vacation. I mean, I watched the trailer. This guy, this billionaire, makes a proposal to this husband and says, I'll give you $1 million, which today's in the equivalent's $2 million. I'll give you $2 million if you'll let me sleep with your wife.
Okay.
Sheesh. And they sit together.
This is a good topic. You're right.
They sit there as a couple and they have a debate. And he goes, do you want to do it? And she's like, no, but I'll do it for us. Think of what we could have.
Oof.
Think of all the money and what it will buy us.
But all true things. But I also think something you got to throw into the other side of the equation is think about all the other doors that you're going to open up as a result.
I got to play it for you. Hold on a second.
All right. First off, I got to say, sidebar note, I would be lying if I didn't tell you that like part of me was like, dude, that would be really fun to get to play games like that.
What do you mean? If you were the billionaire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he has access to play some like there's no way that's not thrilling. Right.
What it just shows you is he's not just at a casino gambling. His whole life is a gamble. It's all a wager.
Well, because he can.
And pleasure has a price.
He's seeing what people will do for things that to him mean nothing. Like $1 million to a billionaire means absolutely nothing. To that, these people, it means everything, right? I mean, right. It's going to totally change their lives.
Well, the year this came out, that was $1 million was the equivalent's like 2.2 million today.
Yeah. You're rolling. You're good.
Yeah.
Like really, you're good. Your house is paid for. You got money in the bank. You can send your kids to school.
You can retire.
You can do whatever you want.
You can retire.
So he wants to see what are people's boundaries. And I think, isn't that our entire entertainment industry, man?
Well,
it's like, what are you willing to do for this carrot that we'll give you?
I don't think it stops just for entertainment. And by the way, who are the consumers of that entertainment? So this really gets to a deeper level of all of us. Yeah, it's us. Is, you know, right now with the current climate of things, here we are in 2025. We're almost into the finish of the first month of this presidency. And the corruption that has been uncovered at every turn, what we're finding is somebody somewhere accepted an indecent proposal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice twist.
I like that.
Sheesh. First you started about beating me up, showing me this video of this guy in the casino. Bam! Gets his legs cut out from under him, loses, and then here comes the devil in a suit. Hey,
it is.
I could give you $1 million.
Somebody came and offered on different levels, and we just saw one where, like, I looked it up. The oldest person alive today lives in, I believe it's Brazil. It's a woman. She's 116 years old. And she just took the spot because the person that was beating her just died. That's the problem with all the ones who are the oldest. They can't hold it very long, the record, because they keep dying.
Well, it makes sense.
But they just uncovered, I think it was Doge, just uncovered to the cry of many. They uncovered fraud, and the oldest person that's still collecting Social Security is over 300 years old.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
Maybe it's Moses.
Well, I was thinking, I've not heard it yet, but I can't believe someone hadn't said, I told you there's lizard people, you know, because who
like
lives
300?
Yeah, who lives that long?
Well, you know, with the right amount of transplants, there's probably somebody.
No, the oldest person is in, I'm telling you, in the world, not in the United States, in the world.
116.
Is in Brazil. I'm not going to say her name, go look it up, but as of January 2025, she could have died in the last few days, but she's 116 years old.
So that would make her born in the year 1919?
I don't know. There's one person who's between the ages of 360 and 369 who's collecting Social Security.
Oh.
Okay, now watch this. Back up a little bit. Between the ages of 220 and 229, there's 1,039 people. And the numbers go back. There's I think it's like millions of people who are beyond the age of the oldest person alive that we know of. Mm. And yeah, in America, it's fraud. And it's here's my thoughts.
You say there's millions of people that are on this
millions
system of like clearly have died. In some cases, hundreds of years ago.
If you want, I'll give you some of the numbers that Elon posted because he's got those wizard people, you know, who are able to crunch the numbers. From the age of 120 to 129, what's the oldest person alive today that we know of in the
116,
world? 116. Okay.
So this person is 13 years over the maximum age of the
120,
oldest person.
So that's 4 years older. 120.
No, I'm saying 129 though.
Yeah, so that's the gap that was from ages one. It's always broke down this way. From ages 120 to 129, there are 3,472,849 people collecting Social Security.
Oh.
From the age bracket of 130 to 139, 3,936,311.
Now think about this. That's at least, what, everybody's probably getting at least $1,000 a month?
Minimum. Probably
some upwards to probably $3,000 to $4,000.
Like I heard a guy tell me who was talking about this. He gets $1,700 a month
because it's all based on your earnings, right? Okay,
right.
So wow.
Yeah. So let me ask you this:
so where's this all going?
Well, what's wild is you've got known fraud, and instead of people saying, "Wow, I didn't realize," let's go get our money back. Let's stop this and let's fix this. They're saying
people are angry about it.
Yeah. So I honestly think if you are in Congress and you're decrying this, you should be the first person being audited. Like,
well, I mean, it does
like
kind
for
of make
example,
sense.
If you're making $200,000 a year, you have a net worth
$200 million.
Yeah, there are people like that, right? I don't want to drop. I don't want to drop any names. But,
yeah, there
but
is.
We know that. But these
how they all get so rich?
Right. These are the same people who are decrying, who feel threatened by investigations and accountability.
You know what's amazing too is think about how many times you've heard the Social Security fund is running dry. It's running dry. What are we going to do? Well, Mike, how much more money would be in there if you people stopped paying people who have been dead for decades?
Okay, so the real question we can point fingers at corruption all day long, but what I'm really interested in...
The thing is, point fingers, you're right. You can't point at one side or the other.
No.
This is either one side planned it, that's fine, you could say that, make that argument all day long, but both sides signed off on it. Right. And how did no one notice this for this long?
So that,
like, how long has this been going on?
That's the question I want to get to, is let's make it personal. What does somebody have to offer you for you to change or to wink or to turn a blind eye to something you know is wrong, but you'll give it a pass for some benefit they offer you? Like, what's your price?
That's a tough question.
Isn't it?
I mean, because there's things that, like, I could sit here right now and tell you for certain that, like, no, I would never give that up. There's no price for it.
If somebody offered you $1 trillion... for you to renounce your faith, would you do it?
What do you mean? As in, like...
They tell you the offer is...
You basically have to claim to be an atheist.
Reject your salvation.
Got it. So basically you would say you no longer wanted it.
Right. I say I regret... Like, you heard of these people who are becoming unbaptized. Have you heard about those ceremonies?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. They go through and they're mad at their parents because...
Like, they never made the choice to do it, and they don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
And so now as adults, they
go through an unbaptism ceremony.
Like, openly, willingly rejecting their faith.
Yeah. Instead of professing your faith in Jesus Christ, they...
So it's openly, not a, you're not taking, like, I'm mad, I'm walking away, taking my ball, going home, stomping my feet. You're like, I've consciously, knowingly, willingly want to say, I don't want this in my life.
Yep. For $1 trillion. Now, here's what happens. Just like
I think it's easy to sit here and say, no, I wouldn't, because you're not offering me that.
Well, here's what happens. Just like in the movie, on the first blush, the actor, the woman says, I don't want to do it. But right. If you keep listening, you see she kind of moves over to...
And that's what I told you. Yeah. I go, because she says, I don't want to. And I'm like, man, I don't think she wants to do it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
I go, oh, no, she does want to do it.
Right.
And I go, she changed up real fast, too.
Because what happens
is... She started to think about that money.
Yeah, you think about the money. You think about the comfortable life it can get you. And I'll tell you what a person of faith is going to say. Okay, so I renounce it in this moment. And then right after, I just...
Yeah, but I don't think it works like that.
No, that's fine. That's within the confines. They didn't create that stipulation. You could. You could say, no, I didn't mean it.
Nah, that don't work like that, in my opinion. Sorry. There is no way that our God is going to let you make a mockery of him like that. No way. I don't buy that. I say no.
I didn't say would it work. I'm just saying...
Okay, well, could do it means I'm getting away with it. That's what could do it means to me, is that if I could do it, I'm good with it.
I want people to put themselves in a position where, okay, $100,000, they say, if you will not report me at work, I did something I shouldn't have done. If you won't report me over the next 5 years, I'll give you $100,000 cash. I'll just give you installments every year.
So you're paying me like $20,000 a
hush
year
money.
For 5 years.
Yeah, hush money. Okay. Yeah, hush money. Just look, I took something I shouldn't have taken. I'm sorry, but I'll give you $100,000 if you'll just give me a pass.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you right. See what I'm saying? It's like, put yourself.
Yeah, no, I get you. I see how it happens.
I can see how it happens with politicians. Hey, look, push this agenda and I'll make sure you get a kickback.
And it might not even be something that you care about.
No.
Like, it could just be like, I don't care nothing about. Great. We'll have you guys can be our official defense contract for this thing. No problem. Like, it doesn't make me any difference.
Make sure this wine company that my brother owns gets the FDA.
First priority. Yeah,
the FDA approval and the contract for the White House
party service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I don't care who has the White House contract for party service.
You're thinking, well, someone's going to get it anyway.
Exactly.
And it's a good wine. So yeah, sure. Go ahead, give me a kickback and I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting the benefit. Yep. Sure. I see how
they used to call it the good old boy system.
Those ones are much easier to, I guess I would say, not that it makes them right, but like I can much easier see how you would go along with them.
Hey, look, you know my mom died a long time ago. As long as you don't tell that I'm still collecting her Social Security, I'll give you half of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you can start to see these deals on our level. You don't think they happen with politicians?
Well, yeah, they're just bigger. Yeah.
We're talking larger money, right?
Same thing. Sure.
So,
sure.
What's not real fun though is here. You know what it is?
It's when you're the part of the deal. It's when you're not the deal maker.
When you're Judas. You know, we look at Judas and we go, dude, how 30 pieces of silver? By the way, current day value. Let's just go ahead. 30 pieces of silver. Let's assume they're 30-ounce pieces. We don't know what they were. Silver is $32 an ounce, approximately.
So basically about $900.
Yeah. So for $900. They gave him $900 just to identify Jesus for them. We're going to take him away, but we're going to give you $900 if you just let us know who he is. Because we can't identify him in the crowd of people. So just point him out.
Now, did he know why they wanted to know?
I don't think it tells you in the story that he knew they were going to crucify him.
But he knew they were out to, like, they wanted to find Jesus and they were angry.
They were going to arrest him, yeah. Like, he was part of the mob, and he knew he was betraying Jesus, but he didn't know what their intentions were.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, they weren't good. You know, we look at Judas with such scorn and ridicule, but the truth is...
it's all of us.
Haven't we betrayed Christ for less?
Yeah. Probably so,
and
yeah.
That's where it's like, oh gosh, man. It's just, and I'm not trying to let our leaders who have done evil things, corrupt things that are robbing the American people blind. There needs to be justice, just like there needs to be justice in science that we once called medicine over these pokey things.
But I think that's kind of what's led to our
downfall.
Our open, everybody's willing to take the money at this point is there's for so long, there's been no accountability. So you're penalized if you don't take the deal in terms of, like, it's almost impossible to really get ahead.
You're not almost penalized. You are penalized.
Well, sure. Okay. That's fair. You're right. Cause in many cases, then if you don't take the deal, you're going to be shamed out of your position.
We live in a time where it rewards women who leave their husbands. They get more money in their welfare check because they're single. And I knew of people who were lying and said that they weren't together anymore just so they could get more money.
Well, because once again, it's the system that's so taken advantage of that you're either going to get a piece of the pie or just pay into its destruction. And I think that's why, due to the lack of accountability, starting at the top, everyone else has said, I kind of have to take the deal or else there's nothing.
I heard someone say it years ago when I was a new Christian, and it was a sermon they preached. He was a young guy. He said, the question was, have you taken the silver? And it was like, it seems so, such a, of course I haven't. I've not taken the silver.
And you're like, oh, but have I?
But I've taken I've taken it for less.
I didn't even get silver. I got plastic.
just for pleasure of some kind, the devil knows the buttons to push, or the people he uses know how to create an indecent proposal for you that's enough for you to say, yeah, I'll wink at that.
And I think that's such a great way of explaining it is you could sit here and I could tell you things that I know for sure I wouldn't do that. But then I think of things that I'm like, oh, maybe I'd do that. You're never going to get the offer you would never do. You're always going to get the offer that's like, ooh, would I do that?
Once you start to blur those lines and distort things, even if it's in areas that you don't care about now, eventually it will bleed into things that you do.
Let's say, let's use the movie idea, the indecent proposal. So the wife sleeps with the man, they get the $1 million, their life has now changed. They have more money than they've ever had, they have access to new things, new places, new opportunities that they didn't have before they had $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
What stops you from doing it again to get 2 million? Or 10 million. But what else do you get with it?
Unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you watch this whole thing play out on TV, yes, pay attention to the ones who are screaming the loudest about how they don't want corruption exposed. That should get your attention. But even in your own heart, what are the areas where there's corruption within each of us that we need to repent of and
soften
make,
up,
make right. Yeah. Find a heart for God and for what's good and turn away from the evil that we're all inclined to. The point of the movie at the time was that the title, it was an indecent proposal that this billionaire offered $1 million to this man and woman.
Which is a great name because it was. It
right.
was an indecent proposal. He's asking you to compromise your morals, your marriage, and everything that you find to be sacred in exchange for life-changing amounts of money.
In 32 years, we've lost the standard of understanding of what is decent and what isn't anymore. We need to return to that. And the only way you're going to get that is when you return to the one who gave us the values that once founded this nation.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the signs each day. In little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Blindly see it, the roads lead back.